Hey everyone, welcome to the Growth Signal. We are throwing out the old playbook and reimagining the way we build relationships with our customers. And each week we talk to incredible thought leaders who are leading this charge. And I'm so excited to introduce you to one of those thought leaders. Welcome to the show, Titus. We're excited to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So we always ask this opening question. We want to hear, what is your origin story? What is the reason that you are on the show today and talking about customers and building relationships?
So I would say the story started really in October of 2018 when I discovered my heart. And due to a traumatic upbringing, I was very shut down. I was emotionally shut off. And I think that was the detriment to my marriage and to a lot of relationships in the past. And as I started to seek, as I went on my seeking journey, I started asking questions. And as opposed to asking a question and looking out into the outside world for the answer, I started asking these questions and then started looking inward. And discovering my heart in 2018 has led me through a transformational journey and a path that has brought me sitting in front of you today.
On my other podcast, it's about, you know, leadership and understanding how we change our relationships with work. And it's so funny that you say that because there's so much in how we do our work, whether it's, you know, working with our teams or working with our customers that requires intense self-awareness, right? The best sellers know exactly where they're strong and where they're weak. The best customer relationship builders know truly what makes them great and where they need help and support. And you can't do that if you're only looking for external validation and you're only looking for external opinion. You have to have that ability to look inside yourself and understand where you hit and where you miss.
Sure. Yeah. It's in my coach work, I talk to people about walking around the mountain, right? There's a story that I grew up on where this nation, this tribe did not learn the lesson that they needed to learn. And so they walked around the mountain for 40 years. And we can do the same thing in today's world as an individual, not learning the lesson, continually tripping over the same thing that is the issue within us, as opposed to, you know, we're like, oh man, it's that crack's fault. Well, no, it's not the crack's fault. The crack was there. Right? What is it about me that I need to address? And so I can quit walking around this mountain and actually move forward in my journey and move closer to success and move closer to the vision and the dream that I have for my life.
Yeah, I think that not only as individuals, right? Like we look at our individual goals and where we're trying to go on our journey, right? To stop walking around the mountain. Companies are doing the same thing, though. I mean, how many times have we watched, especially some of these bigger organizations, they got it figured out at some point. They got to the size that they are, but now they're just kind of trying to muddle through it, just walking around the mountain. And I think that customers are not necessarily willing to allow for that anymore. Like they demand more, they expect more. And this idea that you can just keep giving them what they've always had, even if it's not working because they don't have any other options, I just don't think that's true anymore.
You know, and that would be a great segue to your second question. I heard something recently by Gary Vee, and it was very much on, and he was saying this 10 years ago. He was saying that, you know, the content that you put out, the value that you put on the table, while it might have been digestible to the clients in the past, they're really looking for more authentic and more genuine content. They're really looking for you in the content.
And that's really hard to do, though. Like when I'm an entrepreneur, I have a small business, right? And the discussion lately has been around how do we attract the right types of customers, the right fit customers? And there does require a lot of willingness to be vulnerable. So, you know, if you're going to build a brand around a person or a group of people even, and not just a product, like that's an entirely different shift in how we have these conversations with people who are you know, maybe our right fit customer. But if you're not willing to, one, be self-aware and understand who you are rather than who you profess to be, or two, be open, honest, and vulnerable with your community, it's going to be really hard to build authentic relationships with those people.
One of the things that I work with frequently with my clients is on their branding, right? And how can we, and I'm guilty, right? All this stuff that I'm talking to you about is only because they're lessons that I've learned, you know, and I'm guilty through the process of, you know, whatever it is that we go through. And so my brand has been all over the place. My brand has been reiteration, you know, constantly evolving and changing. My brand has been ugly and a whole bunch of stuff. And but narrowing that down to the person that we serve, who is it really that our ideal client is, and continually ratcheting down to that very specific person, because a person like me has this shiny object, you know, let me run over here, let me help this person, let me do this, let me save the world, right? It's that laser-like focus. My company's name is Glow Growth and Development, and it's taking that light and focusing it to be the laser so we can actually penetrate.
I'm kind of the same way. I really love like early adoption and getting into new things. And I love like the learning and the discovery and the problem solving process. And that's great if you're someone who wants to start a bunch of things and never finish any of them. So I've made it my goal for 2025 is like, okay, I've got these two things that I'm trying to do. I need to commit to those, even if there's something that maybe feels exciting or great or something I might be interested in. I need to, you know, stay in my lane. But I will, you know, I want to ask your opinion, actually. We talk all the time about trying to create something that our customers will love and driving our entire brands around our customer base. And that probably works for big companies or even, you know, mid-sized companies. When you're talking to smaller groups, though, I almost wonder if it's not the flip side. You need to build an attraction engine that is truly authentic to yourself. Because if you are always trying to be the wizard behind the curtain and they never actually see you, that's probably not sustainable for any small business.
And it's not even, and I would take it a step further and say that, like for me, I'm across the board. Oh, I've got this business, right? Because I'll, like you, start up a business. Hey, I can do that. Let me start up. I've got a
It's way too easy to file for an LLC. That's what I've decided. It's way too easy.
Right. And I kick up I've got a Glow clothing line. I've got, you know, and while it might be a subsidiary of my main focus, you know, and so, yes, how can the client see very clearly, like I feel like I'm fairly genuine and authentic, but how can they really get a clear picture of what it is that I do in business or for business? Oh, he talks very specifically about branding, or marketing, or whatever, coaching, leadership, so on and so forth. And so they get a very clear picture of who you are.
Yeah. And without having to do all this extra effort, like I've worked with some businesses before, and it takes like a grad student seminar to understand what business they're in and what they do and how they do it. And people just are not going to give you that time of day. They're not going to sit down for 45 minutes while you explain the intricacies of your business. So if you can't really dial in a way that allows them to understand your brand from A to Z without having to, you know, have a PhD in your business, then I just don't know how you're ever going to be successful in the long term. It's just not scalable. It's not sustainable.
Yeah, it's something that is, you know, I'm continually working on and making it clear, hey, listen, I can help you with steps 1, 2, and 3. And once they get to know me, once they know, like, and trust me, you know, then we can start dabbling in these other things within their world to help them be more successful.
But it requires you to reach that level of, like, relationship, right? How many businesses do you see? And I see a ton that basically try to put out their entire portfolio of what they can do for you without establishing that relationship. And it's almost like they're, you know, for lack of a better phrase, boiling the ocean the entire time to try to understand it.
And I'm guilty of that, right? guilty of that for sure.
So tell us, you know, what are you working on right now in terms of building relationships with your customers and trying to grow your business?
So I was actually on a call earlier before the podcast here with a lady. And we are actually, so when I start back in 2018, when I discovered my heart, that was October. In 2019, I actually set up workshops, low growth and development workshops. They covered mindset, they covered mental, physical, relationships, and then we all tied it together. And so I was on this phone call, and COVID hit, so I went to podcasting. So that's when I started my podcast, which was in 2020 because of COVID, because I couldn't do my workshops any longer. Well, what am I doing present day? Present day, I'm working on putting those workshops back together so I can get out there face-to-face with the people, give them value, teach them something, and help them and get in front of their face. So yes, that is my present project.
That's cool. And when you do those workshops, what is the benefit? What is the value that your workshop attendees experience?
Well, it's kind of like a podcast, right? Where they, if they so choose to complete this, to listen to it all, you know, I know for myself, usually 20, 25 minutes where I'm driving somewhere, that's my extent of it. I have to actually go back and finish it off if I'm back in the car. So with this workshop, it puts them present. It gets them present in the frame of mind to where we can actually lay it out. Let's lay something out. Let's put it out on the table. Take your notebook and let's just start, throwing stuff out there and really finding out what's important for them. What are your priorities? I talk to people a lot about priorities because I feel like a lot of times people's priorities and their actions don't line up. And so what is it that's a priority for you? And then we start looking at that. And what's that like for your business? Okay, now what does your action say? Are they congruent? Well, no, my actions aren't congruent with my priorities. Awesome. Let's look at what we can do to change your actions to start a discipline. Right? This right here is a draft of my next workbook. And it's on discipline. It's on mastering daily disciplines for a thriving life and career. And so many times we get up and, like for myself, I'm a religious make the bed person. And so I that's my first step, you know, and it's good. Then I go to the gym and I have this process that I go through in my mornings. And so what can we do? Because I partner with my clients. What can we do to where we can build those disciplines in your life to where we can get you to success? We can get you to that dream, that vision that you see in your head for your business.
The interesting thing that you say there is the discipline. So I have a go-to-market advisor on the team, and she will frequently remind us that not all activity is good activity, and let's not do activity just for the sake of doing an activity, right? So to your point, like making the bed in the morning, right? You could decide to do that or to not do that. And actually, I think I read an article that there's some psychology behind making your bed first thing. It's like allows your brain to immediately release dopamine because you accomplished a task, right? That like checkbox feeling. But deciding and consciously deciding which activities suit your goals, which activities suit your desires, and which activities are just a plain waste of your time.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How would somebody that might have this shiny object, or some people might call it ADHD or whatever, what might you suggest to keep them on task?
I have to find, I've organized my tasks, my activities into what I call energy positive, energy negative, energy neutral. Energy positive tasks are things that I just enjoy. So if I have something that I do not want to do, I need to do that. And it's probably the only thing I'm doing that day. So if it has anything to do with accounting or bookkeeping or anything like that, it's probably the only thing that I'm going to get done that day. And I need to accept that and be okay with that because it's such a draining task on me. Some things I have energy positive tasks where I can do that thing and then I walk away from it and I'm just so excited and revved up. Then I can do another, you know, neutral or high energy task. But I have to really think about what builds energy for me and what drains energy for me.
I think being that, like you were talking about earlier, that awareness, that self-awareness, having that to where you can feel your body,
yeah.
right? So many times we avoid feeling ourselves. We avoid feeling whatever it is, right? That energy, the positive, negative energy. And what is it that is zapping me, right? Going to get in an argument with, you know, a loved one, mm-hmm. you know, and where you walk away and you feel like crud and you're just like all tangled up inside and you feel like you need to go take an emotional shower. You know, those kind of activities that you're just like, ooh, I don't want to do it. And I feel yucky leaving it. Versus the ones where you find yourself in flow. I use the terminology flow, and it's just like, and it's more purpose driven, and you, yeah. it's very natural for you.
And in a creative role, right? Like I'm a company owner, I'm a business owner. I'm trying to create something that doesn't exist yet, or my version of it, at least, that doesn't exist yet. And I think you have to allow yourself to accept that sometimes you're in flow and sometimes that you're not. There's days where, like just last week, Thursday, I could not get it going. You know, I'm like, I kept trying. And finally, I just said, you know what? This clearly is not going to happen for me today. And I can spend the next several hours just struggling, or I could go do something else that needs to be done or that I want to do. And it's okay to not work from, you know, 9 to 5 if your body works best different hours. I work best like 9 to 2, and then I do not work so great after 2 to like 5, and then I'm back on at like 7. And that's okay, because it's the way that my brain likes to flow the information. I do my best work, even though it's not linear, even though it's not within the standard time frame of 9 to 5.
And that's something I feel that the world is coming out of, right? I feel like the world is transitioning out of that 9 to 5 mentality. We're coming to realize that, hey, listen, you're talking about it on a daily basis, right? So I work good and I break up my day like this and like this. To even take it to a grander scale, what's your week look like? What's your month? You know, there's a lady that actually helped me very early on, Elizabeth Diane, and she has these 12 stages, and she can take those 12 stages through your days and through your month and through your year and through your life. And so when I have, like you say, last Thursday, whatever the date was last Thursday, I would start correlating that date. And I'd be like, okay, let me see if this happens again next month. And you'll find that there's a repeating pattern on the 28th. Like for me, the 27th is my journal day. I journal throughout the month, but on the 27th, I'm being sure that I'm writing down last week, it was the 28th on Monday, because I let the 28th, the 27th pass through the day. And then when I woke up on the 28th, man, I was writing it out, because there were so many things that happened on that day every month that happens for me. And so I've come to learn to understand my cycles, mm-hmm. and where I'm at on the ebb and flow.
Yeah. And that's a systematic process though, right? Because you're not going to just magically say like, oh, I'm going to do this on the 1st, the 3rd, the 5th, right? Because it's more about, you know, starting and experimenting and figuring out where it makes sense. And you're not going to get it right the 1st, 2nd, or even 3rd try, but being open to the trial and error side of it to drive that forward.
I've got many, like I said, we're talking about walking around the mountain. I've got many walks around the mountain. And over time, I've just recognized, okay, here's a repeating pattern of my life. You know, not that I'm trying to steer the ship or trying to move the river. I'm just coming to realize, okay, this is how in my life, how I operate at this point in time.
Yeah, too true. And not trying to force yourself into someone else's system or pattern. What's going to work for my neurotypical friends is not going to work for me.
Yeah. Yes.
So, you know, Titus, when you think about all of the incredible people that you've had a chance to meet or that you follow or that you listen to, who is leading the charge? Who is changing the way we think about building relationships with our customers?
So I mentioned Gary Vee earlier, and I feel that he is very much a community builder, somebody that is at the forefront. You know, he's encouraging people, you know, get off your phone, especially the young people. I think the young people really need to listen and hear what he has to say, because my youngest, he's 18, right? And I had him listening to, you know, stuff at an early age. And so he is, you know, very cognizant and aware of, you know, his potential. But then he gets stuck in that 18-year-old, you know, mentality of, I've got the rest of my life to live. You know, let me push it off till tomorrow. And so really, there's no time like the present. Be so present. And so, yeah, I would give a shout out to Gary and to myself.
It's so funny that you say Gary, because I think maybe just the last podcast I recorded last week, someone also said Gary Vee. So Gary Vee is clearly like two tallies for Gary Vee for sure.
Yeah, I think he's putting in a lot of effort and work into the world to make an impact, a positive impact.
And I like the way that he does it too, because you, like, part of his persona is like ruthless authenticity, right? To the point where he's not looking to be everybody's favorite content creator, everybody's favorite marketing thought leader. He's really doing a great job of putting himself out there and attracting the audience that's going to resonate with that, and not necessarily worrying about the people who aren't going to. Because if you stand for everything, then you stand for nothing.
So for myself, not worrying about the sale, not worrying about the money, just being true and authentic. And in that, the money and the, you know, the success is going to happen. It's just what happened, you know, it's the fruit of the tree.
Yeah, absolutely. But back to that conversation we had at the beginning about self-awareness, right? Like, if you aren't willing to look at yourself in the mirror and say, who am I versus who do I aspire to be? Where are those things disconnected, right? Because I can look in the mirror and say, you know, I want to be such and such influencer. But if that's not authentically who I am, I can probably do work to move in that direction, but I'm not going to be able to be that overnight. And people can smell BS, right? When you are standing up and not authentically being who you are, they might not be able to put a finger on it, but they will have that tingle in the back of their mind of like, hey, this person isn't who they say they are.
That even, you know, as you're talking about that, I'm putting myself in that situation where I'm standing in front of some people or I'm in front of a client and I'm not being genuine. I'm not being authentic. I'm being sleazy and slimy. I'm just you even talking about it and me putting me in that, it's changing the state of my being. And I'm like, ooh, I do not like to reside there at all.
No, people definitely, whether you recognize it or not, it creates that severe conflict inside of you. And it might not bother you on day one, but it's sure going to bother you on day 100, whether you can, again, put a name to that or not.
That's why they call it dis-ease.
Yes, I love that. That's a great way to phrase it, dis-ease. So if, you know, Titus, if someone is really connecting with you, if they want to find out more, they want to learn about your coaching or your workshops, or really how to show up as their authentic selves in business and in life, where can they find you online?
So if they go to Google, type in Titus Jordan, hashtag glow, I should take up, you know, a good portion of the first page. I'm not too hard to find. I've got a lot of content out there, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, my website, there's a lot of gold nuggets that I put out there. And what I would suggest is that to the audience is to go out and to find one that resonates with you. Find something that I've put out, whether it be your brand or whatever, you know, your leadership, your mindset. I talk a lot about mindset. Find that one nugget that resonates with you and really implement it into your life over the next 30, 45, 90 days. And so it can be consistent, because I know for myself and a lot of people, we'll start something, we'll do it for 20 days, 21 days, and that it still is not enough to take hold. And when I found that when people actually make their bed consistently for, you know, make that decision, whatever it is, you know, I'm cutting back on, you know, my sugars, I'm cutting back on this, and implement and make it a part of your life, then that's something that we have a foundation that we can build upon.
You mean I can't just radically transform overnight? It takes time and small steps.
Yes. Awesome. I mean, I would love to say right? I'm definitely a believer of changing the code, right? And rewriting the script, but taking it from a new script here and impressing it upon reality, it does take a little bit of time, I found.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the Growth Signal. This has been a great conversation.
Thank you.